Welcome back, everybody, to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 26, and it is the end of the world, it sounds like, if you've been paying attention to the media. So have some thoughts on this, so let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This, again, is a solo episode, and I am super excited to talk with you. Now, unless you have been living under an absolute rock for the last, week, maybe 2 weeks, really, you maybe would have missed the hysteria that is going on with the coronavirus or the COVID-19 strain of the coronavirus. So I'm not a doctor. It's almost impossible to decipher what information is real, what information is fake, what is put out there to cause panic and to cause, ratings and everything else. Because here's the thing with most things that happen. Okay, if let's say something happens, whatever it might be in sports, it might be in politics or whatever else, you're always going to have a segment of the media that is going to be on the extreme of one side, and then you're going to have a segment of the media that's going to be an extreme on the other side. So which one is it? Because a little while back, I'd actually made a post about this, and we think we live in the information age, right? Like, that's what everybody talks about. We're in the information age. But the truth is that we're in the too much information age. We're in the disinformation age, because literally right now, you could get on and you could seek out a bunch of opinions that would validate where your stance is on a numerous amount of issues. Okay, so let's say that you're someone who thinks that climate change is our impending doom. You could get on Google right now. You could find so many highly accomplished, highly accredited individuals backing up the reasons why we're all going to die from global warming or from climate change. On the flip side of that, you could go to Google and you could seek out and find, again, equally as credentialed scientists, professors, people who have all kinds of accolades, and they would tell you this is all a hoax. This is a money grab by the green blah, 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 right? This is, fear tactics, and there's money here and money there. And so I guess, the thing that I struggle with is you always have to figure out what is the point of what I'm listening to. What is the point behind it? And usually the best way to do it is to follow the money, right? Like, if you follow the money in most circumstances, it's really easy to figure out. So here we are with the coronavirus or COVID-19, and all we keep hearing about is basically, it seems like to me, we've kind of split into two factions, right? And this is what, again, is so weird about the time that we're alive right now, is it seems like you have a bunch of people saying, hey, this is a real thing, right? Like, there's people in Italy right now that are completely locked down. I've seen other people here say it's just a matter of time. I mean, schools are closing in states all over the country right now. Travel ban to Europe, like all these things are happening, and it's real. There's no disputing those facts, right? The facts are schools are closing and air travel is being suspended to different parts of the world. So like, those are the things that are real. But then you have a bunch of other people who are saying, yeah, but this is just all media fanning the flames. And so it's like, okay, what can we look at to kind of decipher maybe where the truth lies? And again, it comes down to money and it comes down to actions. Like, you can sit there and you can bash Trump all you want, but at the same time, like, look at his actions. Now, I'm not here to advocate for Trump or against Trump, but what I would encourage you to do, if you are an independent thinking person, is to look at the action. Don't go through what the media is telling you to go through. Don't look at things the way the media is framing them. Look at the actions of the president. Same thing when Obama was in office, right? It's like the media could say that he's doing the best job ever, but if his actions aren't lining up, if the results aren't lining up, then make your own decisions. If the media is saying that Obama is, you know, the worst thing ever and he's a Manchurian candidate and he's, you know, a Muslim that was put there and blah, all those other crazy things, right? Like, look at the actions. Did he do anything that would validate that? No. So again, you're going to have craziness on all sides. And I feel like the best thing we can do is look at where the action is. Look at the actual results. If it's a political party, if it's a political candidate, stop letting the media influence you and look at the actions that are happening. So this is what leads me back to right now. I was very, I would say, skeptical on the whole COVID-19 stuff. Like, very skeptical. Because again, I know our media sensationalizes things, right? Again, like, think about money. If you're wanting to know all the latest information on this virus, this pandemic, you're going to tune in. And guess what? The more that you tune in, the more the advertisers spend for those commercial spots in between news coverage, right? So follow the money on that. So I was actually like, okay, this is probably, you know, being overflamed, right? It's probably a little bit overblown. But now there's some actions behind this. And so it's making me be like, okay, I still don't think it's the end of the world by any means. But at the same token, like, there's being action taken because of this. And so that has to get us away from saying this is just a complete media concoction. Because, I mean, when the NBA suspends their season, possibly for good, you know, at least for this year, obviously, that's a $1 billion business, right? Not to mention all the ancillary problems that come along with canceling an NBA season, right? Because, of course, you have the fact that games aren't being played. But think about the sponsorships that are losing out on all of their money. Think about all of the bars and the restaurants and the nightlife. And I mean, any of you who have ever gone to a professional game, it's not just the game, it's the whole atmosphere, right? It's the bars that are cram-packed before and after games. It's hotels from people flying in and out. It's, you know, I mean, there's so many different things. And then you even look at all the sports betting, right? Like, all of the betting that goes along. I can't imagine how much money Vegas is going to be losing because of shutting down March Madness and shutting down the NBA. I mean, March Madness is like a $1 billion black market gambling ring, right? Like, just everybody putting in money in their office pool. Like, literally billions and billions of dollars is being lost because of this. So again, if we follow the money, it tells you this is something. I don't think it's the end of the world. Like I said, I don't think, you know, we have to worry about that. But again, for us to sit here and to bury our head in the sand and say, oh, it's nothing, you know, it's just a bunch of media overhype, like, I think that is irresponsible as well. Okay, so having said that, what do we do? Because again, the information in our current state, and this isn't just when it comes to politics, like, this could be if you're looking to start like an online business, right? Like, I've been in that world for the past like 10, 12 years now. And it's the same way in that industry. Like, if you were like, okay, I'm going to get on Google and I'm going to say, how do I make money online? You're going to have thousands, if not millions, of possibilities on how to do it. So how do we get through all the fluff? Okay, so let's take the online business thing, right? Like, maybe you guys are like, yeah, I want to start an online business. Here's what I would do if I were you. I would look at the people who are making money online. And I wouldn't even believe what they tell me to do necessarily, at least initially while you're first getting into this stuff. I would look at what they're actually doing, right? So in the internet marketing world, there's something called a marketing funnel, and that's kind of the big thing right now. And so if someone wants to teach you about a marketing funnel, you know the best way to learn that is to actually look what they do to you. So as you go through and you're trying to learn and they're trying to sell you all these different coaching, you know, options and all this other stuff, it's like, don't look at what they tell you to do, look at what they actually do. And so again, this is where I feel like we have to get better as technology changes, as things change. Because just like with the COVID-19, okay, do you need to be out there buying cases? Like, I still don't understand the toilet paper rush. I don't get it. It doesn't give you diarrhea, from my understanding. I guess side tangent, but I don't get the toilet paper thing. In fact, it's kind of annoying because then when, you know, you really actually need toilet paper, you can't find it apparently. So that's kind of annoying. You know, you would think like, hey, like, if this really is the, you know, the big downfall, last thing I'm going to be worried about is eating toilet paper, right? I would rather have food and, you know, stuff like that. But hey, again, side tangent. But anyway, so what do we do now? Here we are. Everyone's kind of in panic mode. The media is saying it's crazy. Probably half of the people saying this is the dumbest thing ever. You've got another half of the people that are legitimately concerned and sometimes just downright scared. So what do we do? Okay, so again, like I feel like this is the area in so many of our lives because what do we do? You want to lose weight, right? Get on there, type in, how do I lose weight? Or best weight loss program or best diet or whatever. What do you do? Because chances are you could find somebody who's saying, well, the way that you lose weight and the way that you live optimally is to eat meat, carnivore diet, right? Like just eat meat. That's all you eat. You don't eat any sugars, any carbs. You don't eat anything other than meat, mostly red meat. And most of us are like, boom, head explodes. Why? You can't do that. That's just meat. Okay, why not? Then maybe the next thing that you find is vegan. Don't eat meat. You're going to die if you eat meat. Cancer, you know, you're going to get colon cancer. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. Like if you eat red meat, you will die young. All right, there's all these studies that say that. So again, two polar, different, opposite, you know, just, again, it's not like, well, you know, eat some meat, but maybe cut down on it. It's like, no, don't eat any meat. And then the other side is like, you know, eat some fruits and vegetables and some carbs, but, you know, just really limit it. It's like, no, don't eat any of that stuff. So again, like, where do you find the results? And the truth is, in some diets, it could be either one. Right? So again, this adds to this disinformation age that we live in. So here's what, again, what I would encourage you to do. And this goes back to so many things because again, guys, like you get into the world of influencers and, you know, coaches and trainers, like everybody out there now is a life coach. And I don't know, maybe you're looking at me saying, hey dude, you're doing a podcast about mindset. What do you think you are? I'm not a life coach. I'll tell you that. Right. Hopefully what I'm doing is expanding people's mindset a little bit to get you to think different ways. But again, look at the results. If you have some dude on Instagram saying that he can help you fix your relationships, but the dude is single, I would be like, man, I know what you're saying might be good, but like, why are you single if you know how to work an effective relationship, right? If you're looking at somebody who wants to teach you how to make money, then maybe you should be making money and you shouldn't be renting a Lambo to take a picture with because that type of, I mean, here's a dirty little secret going back to the disinformation age. We see all these people on Instagram and on social media and it's like, man, every day of their life looks amazing. And I don't know, maybe like some people say that about me that live in the city and they see me posting pictures out here. But the truth is that so many of these influencers, and I don't do this, so just full clarity, whatever, right? I don't do this, but I personally know people who do. They have content strategies when it comes to social media. So for example, let's say they go on a 3-day vacation. They take, you know, 1,000 different pictures being on vacation and posing with this and posing with that. And then what do? They come back and they'll basically like take a day, a month, and they will pre-plan all of their content. So what does that mean? You're not actually seeing their day-to-day life, right? They have created all the content. I mean, there's workshops where people go and it's like, oh, create a year's worth of content in 1 week. You know, create a month's worth of content in 1 day. So what you're seeing is not full transparency. So what does it do? It gives us, again, kind of this false belief that where we're at in life isn't very good because of what we're seeing. When in reality, what we're seeing isn't real either. So it's just such a fascinating time to be alive because we have access to more information than what we've ever had at any point in history, right? Like more information than what we could ever possibly even process. But at the same time, so much of it is garbage. So again, it all comes back to action. And I remember a couple of years ago that hopefully we'll kind of add to this point, I was going through my bank statements. And I don't remember if it was for taxes or if I was trying to find a transaction or what it was, but I was going back through my bank statements because I was on like this healthy kick, right? Like healthy eating kick. And I remember, you know, telling myself like, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to, you know, work out and everything else. And then so again, like this is what I'm saying, right? And then I start going through my bank statements. If you ever want to know your behavior, like this is the best place to start, just so you know. If you ever want to know like what you really are doing in life, go through your bank statements. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Because I can sit here and say I want to eat healthy, and I can, you know, go out and tell everybody that I want to eat healthy. But if I were to go through my bank statements, and this is what happened, I started going through my bank statements, like McDonald's, fast food, you know, gas station burritos here, yeah, you know, whatever. And I start going through it, and I was just like, holy cow, I can't believe, you know, it didn't seem like I ever ate fast food. Like, it seemed like very rarely would I eat any fast food. And I'm like going through my bank statement, and I'm like, geez, you know, I actually ate fast food quite a bit. I can't believe it. And so I was sitting there, and I was like, my thoughts, my words, what I'm saying is that I'm eating healthy, but my actions are doing something completely different. And seriously, like, if you want a fun exercise to do, if you're someone who's like, yeah, me and my wife, or me and my husband, we've really buckled down on our budget, and, you know, we're really cutting our spending on silly things, like, go back through your bank statements and see if that's true. You know, if you're saying that you really want to eat healthy, go back through your bank statements and see where your money's going. Is it going to grocery stores? Is it going to, you know, maybe farmers markets or stuff like that, where you know you're going to get good nutritional food? Or is it going to, you know, pizza places? Is it going to fast food joints? Is it going to, you know, gas stations or whatever else, right? Like, that will tell you so much. It comes back to the action. And so again, the whole point of this podcast is that there is so much disinformation. The world is ending on one side. Everybody's stupid and overreacting on another side. So where is it? And it's like, okay, now there's actually actions. So I feel like it would be wise to take this COVID-19 threat seriously. Again, that doesn't mean to lock yourself in your home, cuddle up on the couch, and sit there and shake until everybody tells you it's okay to come out. But I do think that it's smart, because of some of the actions that are being taken, that there is something to this, right? Like, again, the death rate is super low. The, you know, things like that, numbers-wise, based on what we're being told, seem like it's relatively harmless to most people, unless you have a compromised immune system. Again, I'm not a doctor, but this is just as far as the research that I've been able to see. I mean, it seems like most of us are probably going to get it at some point. Most of us, the vast majority of us, are going to come out of it just fine. But it will impact people. It will impact hospitals. It's already impacting the stock market. So there are certain things that are happening right now that we have to be prepared for. We have to be smart about it. And along the same lines, guys, it's never a bad idea. Like, I'm not some doomsday prepper or anything else like that, but it's never a bad idea to have some things stocked up, right? Some canned food stocked up, some things that would sustain you, because it might not be the COVID-19 Armageddon, whatever, but, you know, what if it's a tornado or a bad storm or power goes out because somebody hit a pole and takes them a week to put it? Like, it's never a bad idea to be stocked up. I know a lot of people out there that, you know, eat out almost every meal. And if, you know, God forbid something happened, again, whether it's a storm or, I mean, it could be anything, right? It could be a terrorist attack. It could be, you know, a virus or an outbreak or a pandemic or something like that, to where you were forced to stay home for a couple of weeks. You know, how would you fare through that? Like, again, this isn't a way to scare people. It's just, you know, it's real life. Like, we are so, you know, blessed in a way to where we have access to everything. I mean, we can order stuff on Amazon and have it the next day. Like, we take for granted the ease of everything that we have. And so it's never a bad idea to have, you know, if you're on like a city water or something, it's probably not a bad idea to have a couple 5-gallon jugs of water hanging around. You know, we have our own spring here, so I'm not worried about that. But, you know, when it comes to food, when it comes to some supplies, like, don't wait until the actual coronavirus hits or something like that to go out and buy a whole bunch of toilet paper. Like, just have a little extra, right? Like, just make sure you can sustain yourself. If not, go out and collect a bunch of leaves, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the next step after that is. But yeah, so again, guys, I know that this episode today is a little bit all over the place. But really what I hope kind of ties this all together is just to understand, because there is so much information, I mean, really probably like too much information and too much false information. Obviously, like, we know that fake news has become a big thing. There's literally just information about anything, and you can find any side to validate what you already maybe think. So it's always like, keep an open mind, but then follow the action, follow the money. If there's action behind things, then it's a lot easier. Like, if you're wondering whether or not you want to reelect Trump, look at the action that he's taken. If you agree with the things that he's actually got done, then yeah, vote for him. If you don't agree with the stuff that he's got done, don't vote for him. Same thing. Like, you know, maybe it's your local senator, congressman, whatever, right? Like, look at the action that the people do. Don't listen to what they say. Don't listen to what the media says about them. look at the action. Okay. It also comes back to where if you're looking to, again, start an online business, you're looking to start a new business, if you're looking for somebody to work with on your relationship or on your marriage or a counselor or something, like, look at the action, look at the results that these people get before you ever give them any money. And I think that if you follow the action in this age of disinformation, you'll be all right. You'll follow the right people. You will be in touch with the right people. You will make good decisions based upon information, because again, when you follow the money, when you follow the action, it will always lead you, in my opinion, to where things really are at. So again, I want to wrap this up, everybody. I hope that if you are in some of these affected areas, or if you are in kind of lockdown mode, or if you're going to be home with the kids for the next few weeks, may God have mercy on your soul. But no, guys, in all seriousness, wish you all the best out there, and we'll get through this. I don't think it's going to be as big of an impact as what some people fear, but I also, again, do feel like there is going to be some stuff that happens, and there's going to be some discomfort that we go through. So stay vigilant, stay prepared, and we'll talk with you all next week. Have an awesome guest on. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.